Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer, and today we have not one but two guests in the studio. Y Music, the letter Y and the word music, is allegedly a contemporary classical ensemble, and they are that, but you may also have seen them playing with Regina Spektor, Paul Simon, Ben Folds, and a host of other figures from the pop world. Their latest collaborator is the R&B and soul singer Emily King. Now, Emily's been here in the past with her own band, but she's here today with Y Music. They've got some new songs in tow, and they're going to start us off with one of them. It's called Au Doigt.
Say to be like a stone in your hand, you sculpted a world of your own, traded in these dusty roads for a life uptown, getting used to the cold. Did the sound start to change? Did you say your prayer at the end of the day? Was it loud? Was it tame? All I know is all I am, and that's you. And say
Oh,
that is a cool song, Odouaz, the name of it. Emily King and Y Music playing it here in our studio for us. Emily, of course, singing. And let's go around the horn with the members of Y Music. CJ Camareri playing the trumpet, and what sounded like percussion was, in fact, the trumpet. Alex Sopp playing the flute and doing the other vocals behind Emily's. And then we have Hideaki Aomori playing the bass clarinet, and coming around to the string section, Gabe Cabezas now must have the cleanest cello strings in the West after playing that piece with a rag rubbing up and down the strings. Our old friend Nadia Sirota playing the viola. Nadia was the host of our award-winning Meet the Composer series, podcast series over the years. And Rob Moose playing the violin, and playing Rob with, what was that, a chopstick?
It's actually a flute accessory. It's a cleaning rod.
A cleaning rod for a flute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all kinds of unusual sounds, not least of them, Emily, the title of the song, Odouaz, because it's sung in English except for the title. What does that mean?
It just, my mouth just started making that word. I didn't know what it meant when I wrote the song. I was writing a song about my grandmother who died a year before I was born. Her name was Sadie B. And she came from Georgia to live in the Bronx and raise my father in the Bronx.
Okay.
And so I wrote a song just about her, and then come to find out, thanks to Rob who Googled the title yesterday, it's a Nigerian word for road to prosperity.
Apparently. Huh.
Says Google.
All right. Well, that's interesting because there was a kind of West African bell pattern rhythm going on there, especially at the beginning. I don't know, Rob, if that was intentional or not.
This all came from Emily made a really amazing demo with all these different parts that the first thing we did in approaching this music was to just kind of dissect it and assign parts. And I think at some point I picked up a pencil to hit my violin, and I've now graduated to the
to the flute cleaning.
So they were all her ideas. So I guess it was probably in there kind of cosmically.
My father's side is African American, so maybe it was.
Yeah.
It was all mistakes. All these mistakes what brought us here.
Well, now, let me ask you this. This thing that Emily and Y Music that you're all doing together, this is the first, Rob, in a proposed series of evenings with Y Music.
Yes.
What's the idea behind this series?
I think the idea is that our group kind of founded with dual purposes, to commission our own music, but also to collaborate with singers. And over the years, we've had a lot of opportunities to get further and further sort of into the band. And we're really interested in challenging ourselves and people who work with us to use our instrumentation as the entire sound that would support a song.
So not just to be a part of the band, but to be the band.
That's right. No
okay.
guitars allowed.
And for you, Emily, your own records have had kind of an ear for arranging, for orchestrating. How big a step was this for you?
This has been totally new for me. I've been stalking Rob and Y Music for the past couple of years. They didn't know that before I met you, right? I saw Amos Lee perform with them at the Bell House a couple months ago and was blown away by that. And that's where I connected with Rob, and it's not usual that you go from being a stalker to a friend, but I would like to think that's what happened.
Let's keep it right where it is.
Yeah, let's keep it there. Yeah.
So whose idea was this? Did you approach Y Music about working with them? Or?
It was Amos Lee's idea.
He really?
Was like, you should do one of these with Emily. She's amazing.
Amos,
she's
shout
coming.
Shout out to Amos Lee. She's,
and we actually just ran into each other outside before the show.
Right. And, accidentally.
It just all seemed, oh, I see now.
It's all coming together.
You did know who I was.
and so with a body of work already, you know, in your back pocket, Emily, was the idea to start doing new songs like the one we just heard? Or
yeah, well, it was Rob's idea, I think, because me, I'm lazy. I'm like, let's just do the classics, you know. But this has been such a great challenge for me because I don't usually ever collaborate except for with Jeremy, who you met, Jeremy mm-hmm. Most, my producer, collaborator. Shout out to him. But this has been like a totally new growth experience for me, and it's been a lot of fun and scary, and it's all the things, and I think that's what makes it worthwhile.
All right, so out of your comfort zone, and for Why Music, Rob, how about for you?
Yeah, it's a new thing for us. The next song we're going to play is something that we actually sort of, we made a beat. We created the beginning of it, and that's a new process for us to actually
now
compose.
You realize in this day and age, when you say we made a beat, that means something specific.
I know. It's our analog.
So this is an analog acoustic version of beats.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And for Why Music? I mean, you've played so much music, such a wide variety of music. Is this the first time you're actually kind of making music?
Yes. Yeah, we started in like March or something. It's really new for us too. And we do it all together in the room, and somebody has an idea and we see it through, and it's been really fun.
So this was the seven of you in a room figuring out how this was
going to
go?
Well, the six of us, Why Music, made something and recorded it and sent it to Emily, and then she wrote on top of it and extended the form. And so it was a little bit analog, a little bit modern, our process.
Yeah, it's been so fun. I can't believe you guys just started writing together. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so on October 13th, on Columbus Day, Emily, you're touring around with Sarah Bareilles fall tour, so you'll be at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
And Why Music will be celebrating Sirota at 70. That's not Nadia, that's her dad. Robert Sirota, the former president of Manhattan School of Music and composer himself. And so, Rob, how are you going to do that? Because that's at Merkin Hall, and then you're music directing for Sarah Bareilles. Yeah. You need to be at Madison
Square. The timing couldn't be better.
Really?
We're okay. Going to wrap at 4. That'll start at 4:30.
Okay, so the afternoon, the Merkin Hall thing's an afternoon event.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then
2:00.
And then you rush over to join Emily and Sarah Bareilles and all
sounds
that.
Sounds like a perfect day.
Okay.
It really does.
We know how Rob's spending his Columbus Day. So you want to do this song, Drift?
Yes.
Another new one. Once again, a collaboration between Emily King and the band Why Music, and another live performance here in our studio.
Thank you.
The song is called Drift, another new song from Emily King and the sextet known as Y Music. And boy, Emily, you know, it on paper, it seems like it would be such a restrictive thing to make music with just three bowed strings, a clarinet, a trumpet, and a flute. But you have this ensemble that seems to have an endless supply of musical colors that they can bring.
It's pretty amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. It's very rare, I think, to have musicians of this class who can really just play all these percussive parts and do all these things and so quickly. I mean, it's amazing how quickly you figure stuff out.
Yeah.
We have different types of brains. That'd take a long time.
Well, now, on your own records, you know, the interplay of multiple levels of vocal has often been very important. When you've come in, it's usually been with backing singers.
That's a great point. Yes. So this is what I always wanted. I was just faking it because I didn't have you guys. I was singing all the oohs, oohs.
Yeah.
Actually, my goal is to not have background vocals because I think, you know, a great piece doesn't need a lot of oohs and ahs.
Yeah.
I've just been kind of, but...
But the interplay of your voice and Alex's voice, really
oh my
lovely
God.
There.
Wow. So the Amos Lee concert is when I first heard Alex sing, and I was like, I thought it was in the track. It was so in tune. I was like, oh, that's like, they must have an auto-tune track playing right now. And so, thank you, because it is such a joy. It really is. Even just to sing in unison is so pleasurable.
Now, Rob, you've been kind of, in addition to being a violinist, you know, you're a music director, you do arranging and stuff. How are the sounds deployed here? As I say, six people can produce many times that amount of different sounds.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're trying to restrict ourselves to figuring all of these songs out together and kind of moving away from a more traditional arranging approach on this. So oftentimes... Like, I think that last thing we played started with CJ's percussive kind of loop, and he might have just
Which was done live on the trumpet.
Yes. And, you know, you hear something like that, even if you've been playing in a group with somebody for 11 years, you're just like, how did you do that? I had no idea. And so I think all of us have things like that in our arsenal that in a lull in rehearsal or in a writing session, we can kind of pull out something like that. And
so was the idea with this series of An Evening with Y Music programs to explore things that you hadn't yet been able to do in the many different venues that you've played and people you've played with?
Yeah, I think so. And to take kind of all of our collaborators' encouragement over the years. They've Ben Folds really encouraged us to improvise on stage with him. And with Paul Simon, we, you know, I think we learned the possibility of really being able to support a song just with kind of playing the way our ensemble normally does with no other instruments. And so we're trying to kind of make good on that encouragement and potential and at the same time explore new material with new guests.
The derivation of the name, the letter Y and then music. Why music?
Oh boy. Yeah. It referred to our age group, which, you know, it's changed. I mean, it hasn't changed, but we're older now.
You're still Generation Y.
Yes, we are. Does anybody even know what that is anymore? I'm not sure.
I never knew what it was. I'll pretend I do for purposes of our conversation.
I think it was being born around or after 1980. So that was something that I think we shared. You know, we grew up listening to certain similar things, or we came to New York City at the same time, and we thought that was something that kind of bound us together, and it was a placeholder name that we never beat, and here we are.
Yeah. Hey, that's what New Sounds was. It was seriously, it was a placeholder name while we were wrestling with what to call this thing that was, you know, admitting all these different types of music, and all these years later,
all of our other ideas would have incurred a lawsuit, I think. So.
Now, Emily, you are a New Yorker. But your last album, Scenery, was about a kind of change of scenery. You moved upstate, right?
That's right.
And a move like that inevitably affects the
Oh, I didn't give you the update.
No.
Oh, I'm moving back.
You're moving back. Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Right.
Yeah, I'm getting out of town, and then it's just like the pull is too strong, right?
Well, that sounds great, but I got kicked out of my house. So I'm actually moving next week.
Back to New York.
Well, serendipitously, I'm going on tour with Sarah Bareilles,
right,
and Rob. And so I'm homeless until further notice. Just letting you know, guest room. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound promising.
I do have a guest room, but it's in Brooklyn. It's not in Detroit and Milwaukee,
right,
and, you know,
all the
California,
places,
all the places
going,
where you're going to need one.
Darn. Well, yeah, it's very strange. I did write that album about being upstate, and so I have to rewrite it. You know, I am going back. I'll never go back was one of the lyrics. Now I am going back.
Yeah. Well, you also said before that when you and Y Music first got together, you know, your initial thought was, hey, why don't we just do the old songs, redo some of the old songs. You have done some of the old songs, right?
Yeah, I think we started. Well,
so how did that decision get made? Who decides which songs from the catalog get to be part of this new project?
Well, Rob tells me what to do. I mean, I just want to please him. But at the same time, I was making an acoustic record and kind of like begged you to do it, even though you're so busy doing everything else. And so Rob had done some string arrangements for the songs on my acoustic record, which is basically catalog songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to pull from those arrangements and do it at the show. I always like to have some familiar songs for people who come to the show.
So like what songs? I mean, do you do Distance? Do you do Remind
You're gonna
Me?
You're going to have to come to the show.
It's sold out. Give me a break.
It's sold out. We're doing, well, one of those songs we're going to do right now, I think.
Okay.
Are we out of time?
No, we're not out of time. But I will never say no to Radio, which
yes.
is, now this is going back a few years, this song.
I'm old.
Don't. You cannot possibly be in the same room as me and claim to be old.
I'm Y Music, baby.
Yeah. When Rob said that thing about, you know, being born around 1980, I was just thinking, oh my God, I was here in 1981.
I was carrying a briefcase in my...
All right, so the song is Radio. So what have you had to do to reinvent it for this setting?
Well, a lot of those parts were delegated amongst everybody here, and... It's just so refreshing to hear a different take on it, because I just play it the same old way every time.
Yeah. And Rob, you know, you don't have keyboards, bass, drums. Do you attempt to evoke keyboard, bass, drums, or are you going for a completely different thing?
Yeah, I think we're trying to give you that information, but from different sources. But we're definitely influenced by the recording, and we don't want people to be sad. You know, it's such a... I don't know. I'm excited to play it and show you. I don't,
all right. Let's do that then. The song is called Radio. This is one from the back wall at Shea Emily King. And we'll now hear a live performance by Emily and the group Y Music.
Everybody seen the Holy Land too. But ain't no preacher like Aretha when I'm feeling real blue. But I am the Pope, sing a love and know. Take my soul where it wants to go. Let it in the chief, always do it right for me. If I had one religion, it would surely be a love so in the distance.
That is Radio, a song by Emily King in a live performance by Y Music with Emily King. CJ switched to French horn from trumpet on that song. Otherwise, it was As You Were in terms of instrumentation. So how many new songs have you all worked up together?
We have six things going on. Three of them kind of started in our camp for things we were writing and that we sent over, and Emily completed, mm-hmm. added to, and then you had these three amazing things that you shared with us, and we kind of tried to take apart and put back together.
That's the most writing I've done in years.
And so, what happens next? I mean, there are plans afoot to continue this series, Rob?
Yes, and we're gonna record this music and see where it takes us. And I mean, we've been talking about the world tour since our first rehearsal.
So, definitely.
But yeah, it's just we're so happy getting to work with you. It's been
oh my god! If I had my way, we would do a world tour right after this recording tomorrow. It's been such a joy. Let's keep this going. I'm available. Let me know.
You guys sound awesome together. It really this has come together pretty quickly, hasn't it?
Like I said, for me, I'm slow as a snail. It's been...
Like, we met up yesterday.
Yeah, we just met yesterday. I've known you for years, remember? I've known about you.
See.
You didn't know me.
He doesn't know that you knew him for years. Stalking works, Emily.
Exactly. Right.
All right. Columbus Day, Emily King touring around with Sarah Bareilles on her fall tour, Madison Square Garden in the evening. But the afternoon, Y Music will be one of the bands celebrating the 70th birthday of Robert Sirota, Nadia's dad and a great composer. That'll be an afternoon thing at Merkin. So then, Rob, you'll run over to join Emily and Sarah Bareilles at the Garden later that night. That's a busy day. Y Music, Emily King, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
This is Soundcheck.
You remind me of something. You remind me of something. Something that I used to feel myself. Something that I used to feel. Like a heartbeat racing. Like a new beginning. You remind me of something else. Something that I used to feel. Something like what I've been missing.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
You remind me of something.